Tackle we want to yet look on another aspect of the tabernacle. By looking at the tabernacle, you're looking at the church. I am going to be asking if one of the brothers will to share with us the passage that was read, Hebrews chapter 8. And verse 1 through verse 5.
Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum.
Now the things which we have spoken.
This is the sum.
This is the main part.
We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand.
We do have an high priest who is set on the right hand.
Of the throne of the majesty
of
in the heaven.
Of the throne of the majesty of heaven or of God. That is referring to Jesus Christ.
A minister of the sanctuary.
He is a minister of the sanctuary, but not this one on the board. The word sanctuary there refers to the tabernacle. But it is not talking about the Old Testament tabernacle in this case.
And of the true tabernacle.
It is referring to the true tabernacle, which is the church of Christ.
Which the Lord pitched.
And this tabernacle, this church, was not built by man. It was erected or built or pitched by Jesus Christ. Read on.
And not man.
Mm-hmm.
For every high priest is ordained to
offer. Now, what does the tabernacle have to do with high priests? The high priest and the tabernacle were inseparable. They go together. The priests in general live for the tabernacle. Let us hear it.
For every high priest is ordained
to every high priest is ordained
to offer gifts
to offer gifts
and sacrifices.
Brother Webb, remember that these gifts were mainly offered in the tabernacle. Read.
Wherefore it is of necessity that mm-hmm. this man have somewhat also to
in
offer.
The same way those in the Old Testament tabernacle had gifts and sacrifice to offer. It is important that Jesus Christ, who pitched or built this new tabernacle, the church, have something to offer. Read.
For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest.
Had Jesus Christ be on earth, Jesus Christ would not be a priest because
seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law.
According to the law, Jesus Christ belonged to the tribe of Judah and not the priesthood tribe, which is the tribe of Levi. So had Jesus Christ been on earth, he would not be an high priest. Read.
Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things.
Mm-hmm. Those Old Testament priests.
As Moses was admonished of God when
as
he was
Moses,
above.
Because, watch here now, because this Old Testament tabernacle pointed to or typified a greater tabernacle, the true tabernacle, Moses was one of God. God said to Moses, see that you make
all things according to the pattern, shown to thee
that I show you in the mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, most of the Old Testament institutions and divinely ordered things were tight, pointing to and revealing the importance, the nature, the characteristic, and the working of the church. Let me repeat that. Most of the Old Testament institution and the divinely ordered things were types. These were pointing to, they were revealing, one, the importance of the church, the nature of the church, the characteristics of the church, and the working of the church. They were meant to teach us and to open our understanding what were these things and types were meant to teach us and to open our understanding in reference to understanding God better, in reference to understanding Jesus Christ better, and to understand the church and our eternal salvation better. Hence we have in Romans 15 verse 4, for whatsoever things were written, help me here, aforetime,
for learning,
they were written that we may learn from them. May I? Understanding the nature, the importance, and the character of the church is of paramount importance to every man and woman today who plan or want to be saved. Because in your salvation, in my salvation, in the eternal salvation of every man and woman, the Almighty God has tied or limited Himself to the church which Jesus Christ has been. That's why it's important that we do not take the church for granted and that we understand the church better and that we use every means God has given us to understand the church better. The Old Testament tabernacle is one such institution or means the Almighty God gave us. What did you just say, Brother Mitchell? That it is important that every man and every woman who plan to be saved today, that you understand the church. Why? Because the Almighty God, in reference to our eternal salvation from eternal punishment and eternal hell, God has limited Himself to the church which Jesus Christ built. What do you mean by limited Himself, Brother Mitchell? God has tied Himself that without the church, outside of the church, apart from the church, there will not be any eternal salvation for anyone. God has tied Himself to the church. Hence, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 47, and the Lord did what? Added to the church all those who were being saved. God has tied Himself to the church. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 16, what does He say there, brother? And chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, what He says there? And Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 25 through 32, what has God said there? Let us hear chapter 2, verse 16.
And that He might reconcile both.
And that the Almighty God may bring... It is not God's will that Jews and Gentiles be separated in serving God. It is not God's will that Jews and Gentiles serve God in two different churches. Why? God has tied Himself to one church. That's right. In the same way as we're going to see, God tied Himself to one tabernacle. Today, God tied Himself to one church. So watch here now, when it comes to the salvation of Jews and Gentiles, God is not going to give the Jews a Jewish church and the Gentile a Gentile church. Let us have it now.
And that he might reconcile
both. And that the Almighty God may bring back to himself
both unto God in one body.
Both Jews and Gentiles
in one body.
How many, brother?
In one body.
In one body.
By the cross.
By the cross. You know why? One body. God tied himself to one body. To one church. Let us hear chapter 3, verse 5 through 6.
Which
and have chapter 5, 25 ready.
Which in other ages.
Wait. All these passages I'm sharing to remind us that God tied himself to the church in man's salvation. There is salvation for no man outside of the church of Christ. And we need to learn that and learn it well. For example, the passage the brother just read. There are many people just let that pass them, not realizing the passage has just told us that it is one church he's going to do the saving in. That's right. And the Almighty God, I bet you can count. And God, when he uses one, he means one. Let us hear the passage you are now, brother, chapter 3, verse 5, through verse 6.
Which in other ages was not made known.
Which in other ages was not made known.
Unto the sons of men.
Unto the sons of men.
As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles.
Jonathan, we are privileged people. Thank God I am alive in this time. When Jesus Christ has come and brought the gospel. Thank God that things that have been hidden from Moses, Abraham. From Daniel and Ezekiel. From Isaiah, they are now revealed to us, thank God. That in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. Read on.
As it is now revealed.
As it is now revealed.
Unto his holy apostles.
Unto his holy apostles.
And prophets.
And prophets.
By the Spirit.
By the Spirit. Brother Cunningham. Brother. Fisher, what has happened is that the prophets and apostles have revealed them to us. Read on.
That the Gentiles should
The Gentiles
should be fellow heirs.
Should be fellow heirs.
And of the same body.
And of what?
Of the same body.
What?
Of the same body.
Now remember, the body is the church. What are you about, Brother Mitchell? That God has limited himself to the church. That's right. There is salvation for no man or woman beside of the cross of Jesus Christ, outside of and apart from the church of Christ. And that who might be at the same what, brother?
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs.
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs.
And of the same body.
And of the same body.
And partakers.
And partakers.
Of his promise.
Of his promise. Notice that the Gentiles and Jew must belong to that one and same church that God has tied himself to. But watch you now. Watch you now at chapter 5, verse 25 through 32. Run through that quickly for me.
Husbands. Love your wives.
Love your wives.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
In the same way that Jesus Christ loved the church.
And gave himself for it.
And gave himself for the church. That is Christ.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it.
Wait. You want to be sanctified? In fact, I should have worded that differently. You need sanctification. Mm-hmm. That's right. You need sanctification. Did you know that the only place that is being done is in the church of Christ? That's right. The church is like an hospital. That's where Dr. Jesus Christ is restoring men and women to spiritual health. You cannot be restored to spiritual health outside of the Church of Christ. You want to, let me hear that again.
That he might sanctify and
if cleanse. If you want to be sanctified, you have to be in the church.
With the washing of water.
Did you use the word cleanse too?
That he might sanctify and cleanse it.
If you want to be cleansed, in fact, you need to be cleansed from sin. You sin so many times and don't even know it, only God knows. But when you are in the church and you walk in the light, you are continually being cleansed.
Amen.
Yeah. And that is done no other place. That he might sanctify and cleanse it. What did it refer to, Brother Mitchell? The church.
That's right. Amen.
Read on.
With the washing of water.
With the washing of water
by the word.
Read on.
That he might present it to
that's
himself.
What is he going to present? What is the it? The church of Christ. Let us hear it.
To himself a glorious church.
You hear how the church is described? A glorious church. Wait now. What is Jesus' intent for and in the church? To get rid of the wrinkles. But Brother Mitchell, I was at the beauty parlor yesterday for that. That's not the wrinkle under consideration. That's right. Wrinkle under consideration is sin and trespasses. Let me hear that.
Not having spots.
Not having spots.
Or wrinkle.
Or wrinkle.
Or any such thing.
Or any such thing.
But that it should be holy.
But that the church, if you want to be holy,
and with
the one place it is being done is in the church of Christ. Because Jesus Christ has I limited himself to the church in respect to man's salvation. Read.
Should be holy and without blemish.
Mm-hmm.
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, that he that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Read on.
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh.
What verse is that?
I'm at 29.
Read on, brother.
But nourisheth and cherisheth it.
That's what Jesus Christ is doing to the church.
Even as the Lord the church.
Cherishing it. Even as what?
Even as the Lord the church.
You see that? That's right. You want spiritual nourishment? You have to be a part of the church of Christ. But you are not finished, you know.
For we are members of
no,
his
no, notice
body.
Notice this. We who, the Christian, the church. Notice this. We are members
of his body.
Of Jesus' body. That's the church. But watch here.
Of his flesh.
Of Jesus' flesh.
And of his bones.
Of Jesus' bones.
For this cause.
For this reason.
Shall a man leave his father and mother. And shall be joined unto his wife.
That's not talking about really marriage. You know, it's just using marriage to illustrate. Listen the passage.
And they too shall be one flesh.
Watch here now.
This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
You get that? Christ and the church. Ladies and gentlemen, the Old Testament tabernacle, which typified the New Testament church. That tabernacle, when you study it in the Old Testament and understand it, it helps us to understand better the church which Jesus Christ has built. Notice this. One of the interesting and enlightening and instructive things about the Old Testament tabernacle. Underline that word, instructive. I said one of the interesting things, one of the enlightening things, and one of the instructive things about the Old Testament tabernacle is that for 40 years the tabernacle was on the move. Are we there? But remain the very same. That's right. And that is important. The tabernacle covered under a little tent was progressive, but nothing was ever added or taken away. All of that was pointing to the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ was meant to be on the move, but it must remain the same as Jesus left it. The Church of Christ must be progressive, but nothing must be added or be taken away from the church as Jesus Christ left it. Are we all there? Like the tabernacle, the Church of Christ in its worship, worship must be primitive and be apostolic. The same truth preached by Paul and Peter must be the same truth preached by preachers of the Church of Christ today. The same plan of salvation that men and women obey when Peter and Paul were on earth preaching is the same plan of salvation that must be obeyed, preached and obeyed today. The same items found on the communion table then must be the very same item found on the communion table now. The same way worship was conducted then, never to entertain anyone. But worship was conducted then in keeping with the word of God. Same way worship must be conducted now. Are we there? In the same way they sing, and they didn't pick or play or blow, is the same way we must sing without picking or blowing or play. I like Paul's word to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. I like that. Listen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind.
Is that 2 Timothy chapter 2?
And the things that thou hast heard of me.
You know the brother frightened me. I'm saying, I know that passage. How could I get it wrong? But we do get it wrong sometimes. That's right. Let me hear the right passage now.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou.
Brother, where? They say, Now here he talk about the things, but it's not anything. It's not just anything.
That's right.
The things under consideration are those teaching or doctrine I give you. Mm-hmm. Make sure you give the same to those that you are teaching.
That's right.
Timothy was not permitted to introduce anything in the teaching that he's giving. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 tells us that we must not be conformed to this world. You know, in fact, I may teach a lesson. I may have a sermon on where is God. But it is not where can I go to find him. The sermon will not be going in that direction. Is that in our time, almost without exception, when you hear different world leaders, religious leaders and all, telling men and women how they should react and respond to things like homosexuality? I am yet to hear somebody says, this is what God said. The Pope has just, today is what, Sunday, no? It's about Thursday. I was listening to TV, and I was in Canada, but listening to CNN, and it was telling what the Pope is advising the Catholic. And you know what? I said, to make sure I don't misquote the Pope, I buy a green ice in my car here, because I know somebody, religious person, you must pick up on it. And I want, you see, I couldn't remember. I know the gist of what he said, but I want to make sure I get it right. And my thing is, my God, where is God? Why has somebody said, this is what the Almighty God said? Everybody's appealing to where the direction society is taking, and make sure you conform. Your community. Where is God in all of this? That's my question. Why have we sort of just discounted God? You know, day by day, brothers and sisters, I find it discouraging in respect to the fact that so many people who go to church don't believe the Bible. The tabernacle. May I? The Old Testament tabernacle. The furniture in the tabernacle. And the constituent or related parts. Those parts in the tabernacle that relate to the furniture. Wait. This was part of the furniture, the candlestick. The altar, or mercy seat, was part of the furniture. The altar of incense was part of the furniture. The table of the showbread was part of the furniture. When I talk about its constituent part, not just the furniture, but those things that relate to the furniture. For example, you have not only the table of showbread, but you have the bread. You have not only the candle holder, but you have the light. So all of this, watch here now. Were continually, not only on the move, but were continually being reconstructed, yet remain identically the same. Wait. What do you mean, Brother Mitchell? the tabernacle because the children of Israel were on the move for 40 years in the wilderness. What they did was that they traveled for a few days or a few weeks and they made camp. Every time they traveled, this had to be dismantled. And when they made camp again, it had to be reconstructed. Watch here. You have people, I'll be calling up on them again, people like Moses, Aaron, and the Merarites. The Merarites were the engineer or the joiner, the carpenters. God appointed them to be the one responsible for pulling it down and putting it back together. And they could not just add anything to it. When it comes to the table of shewbread, they could not add and lead to it because they like how that piece of timber looks. You get the point? The candle holder, they could not change the design that God gave them. Everything about it. While it was on the move, had to be pulled down and reconstructed, everything remained basically the same. Are we there? What do you know? The same tabernacle Moses saw and knew 1400 BC. It was the identical tabernacle that David saw in about 1000. I was going to put 1100. But let me put 1000 B.C. That's right. Now, that's 400 years later. Are we there? The same tabernacle. See here? That Moses saw and knew and related to. 400 years after, in 1000 B.C., when David came along, it's the very same. The very same. The very same. Are we there? God had appointed the Merarites. Numbers chapter 4, verse 29 through 33, to be the engineer. You want another word? To be the construction people. You want another word? To be the joiners. You want another word? To be the carpenters. Who were to see to it that while the tabernacle was on the move on its divinely appointed path, it remained identically the same. What do you mean, Brother Mitchell? Nothing was to be added. Nothing was to be taken away. Nothing old passed away. Nothing new introduced. Not with God's tabernacle. Look on God's instruction to the people who will pull it down and put it back together. God's engineer. Numbers 4, 29 through 33. Let us hear it.
As for the sons of Merari, thou shalt number them after their families.
Now remember, these were Levites. These were Aaron's sons. And these, remember, some weeks ago we looked at the other sons of, one of the other sons of Aaron, their duty was different. But the Merarites, their duty were reconstruction. They were the carpenters, the joiners. So God is telling them now, read.
Thou shalt number them after their families, by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, shalt thou number them. Everyone that entereth into the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation.
That's right. Read.
And this is the charge of their burden.
The Almighty God here is starting to centralizing their duty. Let us hear it.
According to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, the boards of the tabernacle and the bars thereof.
The what? The board?
The bars.
No, the word before that.
The boards of the tabernacle.
Board.
And the bars thereof.
Jonathan. The very timber, the very board, they must see to it that it meet God's specification. That's right. Read on. And the bars thereof.
And the pillars thereof.
And the pillars thereof.
And sockets thereof.
And the sockets thereof.
And the pillars of the courts round about.
And the pillars of the court. Remember, this is the courtyard. This is the courtyard. Even that, they must see to it that it met God's specification. Read on.
And their sockets.
And their sockets.
And their pins.
And their pins. Wait, wait. That piece of wood that you push in to hold things together. They must see to it. You would not imagine the meticulousness that these men apply in making sure that everything is accounted for. They were not free to just go and pick up any little piece of wood. Well, what does that tell us, Brother Mitchell? That was all about the church. All about the church. Read, brother.
And their courts, with all their instruments, and with all their service, and by name ye shall reckon the instruments of the
church. By what?
And by name.
By name. When the Almighty God gave them a name to the different parts, you make sure you do not give it a different name. Read on.
Ye shall reckon the instruments of the charge of their burden.
What verse is that?
Verse, the end of 32.
End of?
32.
Let us hear 33.
This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari.
So the Merarites were the one. In fact, Moses, Aaron, and the Merarites were the one appointed to see that nothing is added and nothing is taken from it. Nothing old should be thrown away. Nothing new should be introduced. But as I come down to the final aspect of the lesson, notice this. I want you to notice this. We have two instances. We have more than two, but there are especially two instances of interference with the tabernacle. We will not have time to look on all of them, all two, but at least one, because we can learn a lot from that. One of the interference with the tabernacle, which was pointing to the New Testament church, the Bible tells us about the true tabernacle. That means the true church which Jesus Christ pitched or built, not man. So anything you can learn about the Old Testament tabernacle you are enlightening yourself about the church. Now, there are two instances of interference. One was that of Korah, who felt he was free or had a God-given right to build or set up his own tabernacle. You plan to start a church? Your church? Be careful. Are you a member of a church not built by Christ? You are in danger. Now that's a fact. Because Korah, belonging to the tribe of Levi, the priesthood tribe, felt that he had a right to build another tabernacle. God had one tabernacle. In fact, notice this about God's tabernacle in the book of Leviticus. Rather, Exodus 33:7. Exodus 33:7. Read.
And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp.
Are you listening?
And called it.
That was God's instruction. Moses did what, brother Wade?
Took the tabernacle. And pitched it without the camp.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention? May I have your attention? The tabernacle represented God's presence among the Israelites. Watch here now.
And pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp.
Wait. Everybody get that? Church too far from you? That might be a very good thing. You know why? Because every day you are being tested by that distance. It was no accident. Did you use the word far?
Afar off from the camp.
Brother Webb, that was not done at Moses' whims and fancy. The Almighty God had it that the place or the thing that represented his presence be not pitched too close to the Israelite camp. Read on now.
And called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
That everyone which sought the Lord.
If you are seeking the Lord.
Went out unto the tabernacle.
You had to go to the tabernacle
of the congregation.
Wait, take time with me, brother. If you are seeking Jesus Christ, either the church have to find you, or you have to find the church. That's right. Did you hear what the brother? Somebody said, where is that found, Brother Mitchell? Did I say the book of Exodus, chapter 33 and verse 7?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That the tabernacle, which represents God's presence, was pitched far away from the camp. And all the Israelites who sought the Lord, they had to go where, brother?
And everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was outside the camp, without the camp.
Find it. Huh? You had to find it. So we get back now to Korah. There was but how many tabernacle? One. That was built by God's command. Korah felt he had a right. In fact, he challenged Moses that you're not the only one God talked to and talked to us to. Okay, do your thing, Korah. The outcome going to be catastrophic. Huh? Watch here now. They were competing with God and showing disrespect for God's tabernacle. Once they went out and built another tabernacle, it means they were competing with God and they were showing disregard for this tabernacle that was built at God's command. You want me to show you? Or you want the Bible to show you? It's better if the Bible shows you. Now, look here, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. Look at chapter Numbers, chapter 16. In fact, for the next few minutes, we'll be in chapter 16 until the lesson ends. Look at Numbers 16. When you have it, read verse 9.
Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord.
Tabernacle of whom?
Of the Lord.
To whom it belongs, brother?
The Lord.
Notice, Jonathan, the tabernacle of the Lord. What? And what Moses is saying to Korah, does it seem a small sin to you? Is it a small thing that God had placed you as part of the tribe of Levi to participate in the service regarding the tabernacle? And you want to take the priesthood too? You see, he was not a priest. And he should leave the priesthood work to the priest. Moses is saying your sin is not a small one. But what I brought you at this verse is to show you that the tabernacle belonged to God. But watch here now. No, Korah and his followers had their worship and their items of worship too. Say in chapter 16, verse 6.
This do take your censers, Korah and all his company.
Wait, brother, take time with me here. I almost want to erase this tabernacle now. I'm not sure I'll be coming back to it, but let it stay. We are coming down. So God had his tabernacle. That's right. Now, Korah built his tabernacle. But watch here. He had his worship and his item of worship. Let us hear it, verse 6.
This do, take you censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord.
Y'all hear that? The same thing Moses was doing. He was told to do the same thing. Verse 16 through 18. We are dealing with the fact that Korah had his worship and his items of worship like Moses and Aaron. Read, brother.
And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord.
Wait. I want you to get a picture here. Here you have a contention, a quarrel. You have one side over here. All of them are part of the Korah followers who rebel against Moses. Then you have Moses and Aaron over this side following God's order. They were told to bring their items of worship just like Moses and Aaron. The brother is reading it. Start at 16 again.
And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow. And take every man his censer.
Every man must take his item of worship, his censer.
And put incense in them.
He must take his incense and put incense therein.
And bring ye before the Lord every man his censer.
And bring it before the Lord his censer.
250 censers.
200, because there were 250 followers of Korah. So every one of you must bring your Bible with you. That's right. Read on.
Thou also, and Aaron, and each of you his censer. And they took every man his...
What verse is that?
I'm starting 18.
Yes, 18.
And they took every man his censer,
and put fire in them,
mm-hmm.
and laid incense thereon,
mm-hmm.
and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Thank you, verse 35.
And there came out a fire from the Lord, and consumed the 250 men that offered incense.
Well, you see, I brought you to this verse just to show about the incense. But not only did they have the item of worship, they also had their tabernacle. What do you mean, Brother Mitchell? They had their church also. What year now? Look at 16:23-24.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Brother Webb, top chapter 16, same chapter, verse 22-24. Brother Jonathan, continue reading. 16:23-24.
And the Lord spake unto Moses,
mm-hmm.
saying, Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from the tabernacle of
Korah. Wait, are you following? Do you understand what is being done right here? The Almighty God speak to Moses and ask Moses to speak to the congregation, that is the Israelite, to do what, brother?
Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah.
Get you out from where?
The tabernacle of Korah.
Jonathan, get out of Korah church. You get the point? It is the Almighty God telling Moses to tell the innocent Israelites who were wrongly led to leave this man tabernacle church. Get you out from where, brother?
The tabernacle of Korah.
Read on.
Dathan and Abiram.
Those are the three leaders, Korah, etc., etc., etc. Read on.
And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram.
What verse is that?
This is 25.
No, step down to 26 and 27.
And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men.
Wait, the word tent here is the very word tabernacle. Same thing. Moses is now instructing the Israelites, and in effect, don't see God's tabernacle and the tabernacle that Korah built at the stake. Get you away from their tabernacle. You're at verse 26 and 27?
Yes.
Read.
And touch nothing of theirs.
Don't touch anything of theirs,
lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram, on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents.
Of their what?
Tents.
Brother Jonathan, their tabernacle. You see, it's theirs, not God. They did it. Everything about it was like God's own. Everything. But the fact that it was built by their own wishes, their own likes and dislikes, make it mark for destruction. Now, notice this. You know, the Bible tells us, Come ye out from among them. Have you been told that in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 17? But notice God in verse 22-24. Read.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment.
My brothers and sisters, lot of innocent Israelites were following Korah, becoming a part of Korah's worship. God was about to kill all of them. Even though they were not part of the leadership who showed disrespect for God's tabernacle by building their own tabernacle, The Almighty God said, what you have just read it, dear brother.
Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation?
They get the message. God was about to kill all of them. And they went down on their knees and said, in effect, God, it was Korah and his other leaders who sinned. Don't kill us with him. What is this? Among them, rebelling against God's tabernacle and building their own. Read on, brother.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up.
In other words, when they plead to God, telling God, shall one man's sin bring suffering upon us? God became merciful and told Moses to speak to them now to separate themselves. Read, brother.
Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram.
You notice, it was their tabernacle, not God's. Same way with the church. When men and women go and establish church by their own whims and fancy, don't mix it up with the true church. Notice now the outcome. And I think this is the last passage. Notice what resulted. Take me from verse 28 following, brother.
And Moses said, hereby ye shall know the truth, shall know that the Lord hath sent me.
We are on the last few verses. I want you to listen and understand what is going on. All that we have been looking at for the past 5 or 10 minutes around the tabernacle. There was an Old Testament tabernacle. There is a New Testament tabernacle, the church. Notice the outcome, the result of these men building their own tabernacle. Read, brother.
Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind.
Brother Webb, I wish I had time to spend with that verse. We must not act in the church by our whims and fancies. We must make sure we are guided by God's word. That is in effect what Moses was saying to the Israelites. Korah acts by his whims, his fancy, his impulse, his ambition, his ego. Moses said, I follow God's word. That makes all the difference. In the religious confusion all over the world today, where the standard that is being used is the direction that society is taking, it's time that men and women in the Church of Christ let people know that there is a thus saith the Lord. Read, brother.
If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me.
You got this? What Moses is challenging the entire camp of Israel, if Korah and the other leaders with him die ordinary death that ordinary men die, Moses says, God has not spoken to them. You see, God had hinted Moses that they are going to die tragically. And Moses take up the challenge, telling the Israelites, if they die like other people die, I am a false prophet, Moses says. Read quick, brother.
But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up, with all that appertain unto them,
including their tabernacle, you know. Moses called this a new thing. If God going to bring a new type of death among us, then you know God has spoken to me. Read quick, brother.
And they go down quick into the pit, then they shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord.
Provoked? What verse is that?
That was 30.
How much?
30.
Read on.
And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking
and
all these
Moses
words,
Moses end what he was saying to the entire camp of Israel,
that the ground clave asunder.
The ground opened.
That was under them.
Right there before all Israelites.
And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up.
The earth opened her mouth. You know, I didn't even know that the earth had mouth, brother. Open her mouth. Remember, it's a wrong, the sin that relates to the tabernacle. You don't go and build your tabernacle when God had his. You don't go and build your church when Christ built his. Open your mouth, read.
And their houses, and all the men
the
that appertain.
Earthquake, open your mouth and kill them, taking their houses.
And all the men that appertain unto Korah and all
their
goods.
All those who follow Korah.
They and all that appertain to
them. At the workplace, in the home, in society, in the neighborhood, in the church, make sure you don't follow bad company. That includes in the church. Many times we do not see the gravity of some things that people do in the church. Make sure you do not follow bad company. Wait, wait. Make sure you do not criticize things that is serving God's honorable purpose. Just because somebody there not like it and is criticizing it. Because you might be bringing God's destruction upon you. Read, brother. That was brother.
They and all that pertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation.
What a way to die! It's so wrong, the feeling that they can go out and build their own church. Read, what verse is that?
That was 33.
Read on.
And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them. For they said,
I would run too. Just hearing them when they were going down, when the earth opened, they were crying. The Israelite who heard it, the Israelite ran. I would run too. Read.
For they said, lest the earth swallow us up also.
I would think that too, brother. Read.
And there came out a fire from the Lord.
Notice this.
And consumed the 250 men that offered incense.
You get it? His worship, you know. Here is the altar of incense. Yeah? They had their worship and they had their altar of incense. 250 of them were engaged in it, and the Almighty God killed them with fire. You get it? No interfere with Christ's church in any way. Let it remain as God left it. What you and I must do is spend time studying God's word to understand it. Make sure you do not become a part of church built by men. Jesus Christ has already told us that they are marked for destruction in the book of Matthew chapter 15 and verse 13 and 14. Did you read verse 35 yet? Thank you. I'm glad the sermon is finished. So learn. Don't compete with God for another church. Christ has already built his. Let us be satisfied with that which God has given us. If you are here today, if you are not a child of God, if you have never become a part of the church which Jesus Christ has built, there is no better time than now. Why? Because God has given you now. That's right. You know, just as the Almighty God said to the people, leave their church or their tabernacle, the Almighty God is saying today, come ye out from among them and be separate. You can come. You can separate yourself from man-made institutions. By believing that Jesus is the Christ, by repenting of your sin, and lack of those sins happen because you obey religious fathers. You must confess faith in Christ, and you must be baptized for the removal of sin. Not only